This is an audio recording of the blog post On Number 15 by Girl on the Net. Number 15 fucks me slowly. So slowly. I have no idea why. He's so dominant and angry, and he beats me hard with belts. When we're playing, he'll fuck me with his hands so quickly that I tense up and writhe. He straps me with such force that I yelp and occasionally beg him to stop. The pace before sex is quick and hard, and he feels like the kind of guy who'd push me up against a wall and shag me with a frantic desperation that would make my head spin. But when we are fucking, he holds back and takes his time. He kneels between my legs and puts the tip of his cock inside me, and then, as I beg him for more of it, he slowly pushes harder, filling me up with his huge, rock-solid dick. I don't think I realised how good that could be until I met number 15. With his hands gripping my thighs, he pulls me down further onto his cock as I wriggle and force myself onto him. He leans down into me and fucks me with long, slow strokes. He makes me wait for it, and he makes me work for it, and he pushes me back down if I grip him and thrust my cunt up further to meet him. Number 15 places his hands either side of my head as he shoves himself further into me. Did I mention that he's huge? His cock is long and thick and always rock solid. With slow, intimidating control, he leaves me shuddering with frustration and squirming as I try to fill myself with all of it. As I start making muffled sounds of frustration and gripping his back to pull him harder onto me, deeper and further inside me, he picks up the pace. Not enough, of course, not nearly enough, but slightly faster, so I can get more from him by pushing my hips up and shoving myself onto him harder, faster, harder. I get a bit loud because I need him to speed up. I can't get there without it. I need it harder and faster, and I know that if he'd just do it for a few seconds, I'd be there. And the need to be there is so deliciously painful. It aches right through my cunt, the need to come. It hurts. I cry out, and I grip him harder, and I writhe, and I fuck him harder, and I say, please, 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 please. And then he does. For one brilliant, wonderful moment, he does. His cock is slamming into me with force and power and anger and lust and speed. And I fall back. My body tenses and my cunt twitches. My back arches and I come all over his cock. And he can feel me writhe as I shudder all the frustration out of my body. As I pant and smile, and my eyelids droop with exhaustion, he sits on my chest, with one hand on my neck and one hand gripping the base of his huge, still dripping cock. Then he tells me to open my mouth. If you like this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. Or come and support me on Patreon and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet. This is a really, really old blog post that I wrote way back when I first started blogging in 2011. It's kind of weird reading these super old blog posts, especially because now that I've been blogging for a long time, I find I really was quite annoying back then when I numbered everyone rather than gave them names. But I felt at the time, the reason I did it is because I felt at the time that as soon as I start giving them names, even the names I choose for them might be a little bit identifying as I try to pick a name that suits each person. So I just went with numbers. Another fun fact is there is one number that I have never written about. And I don't think anyone has ever asked me about it, but there is one number and one person who I've never written about. But you can find more numbers on my site and more people I've written about if you search in quotes on number, and then you'll find lots of different stories about all the lovely people I've shagged.